Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. December wheat, 6.93¾ down 8, now 8¼. December, 6.40¾ down 12¼. September corn, 4.71½, down 7½. It goes off the board today. December, 4.60¾, down 5¼, now 5¾. September soybeans also going off the board today, 14.31, down 11. November takes over the top step, comeback trade on Sunday night, 13.88½, down 7½. October soybean meal, 447.50, down 170. September soybean oil, 42.83, up 14. October, 42.40, down 38. October live cattle, 125.22½, up 40. September feeders, 157.35, up 32½. October lean hogs, 91.17½, now 20, and they are up a dollar.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics in Atchison, Kansas. Good afternoon, Mike. Well, afternoon. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning to you, Dave. Just, happy Friday, the 13th.
Just feels like the afternoon after yesterday. What are your thoughts day after the reports?
You know, my thoughts are very little changes in the analysis at this stage of the game. And I think the biggest point of contention that I would probably have with USDA's report continues to be, yes, we got the statistical switchover on grain per ear, you know, ears per acre.
Right.
And the grain weight per ear is coming on board here with their statistical change from August to September. But we still haven't answered the question, in my mind anyway, what the Western Corn Belt yields are compared to what they were 10 or 15 days ago because of this flash drought. And I think more importantly, they still seem to me to be running light on the demand side. And the other point that I will make real quickly, Dave, is world corn production. I've been making a big deal of this with you guys at the Farm Progress Show and on the air. The world corn production actually got lowered yesterday by 500,000 tons. Foreign corn production fell 2.5 million tons versus August. We're still 30% above last year for the foreign production number, but it fell 2.5 million tons, putting more pressure on the United States to build the world-ending stocks for corn. And I think this is where the bins come into play, especially with the faster pace of harvest that's coming on for corn, that there is an opportunity down the road here, I think, where demand comes on because we are going to essentially supply the world at this point in this marketing year for their corn needs, especially if wheat prices don't take another dive.
Seems to me anybody who has bins are going to be putting corn in it.
I think that's a good idea because of the carry in the market and the idea that, again, this 13.8 billion bushel crop is probably the top end, if you ask me. The other thing that I think that is worth looking at on yesterday's report is the old crop ending stocks cut 8%. That took our stocks to use ratio for 12-13 down to 5%. That's the lowest, if not one of the lowest, in the last 40 to 50 years. And so we're talking about razor-thin supplies. We all felt it in the trade. We felt it in the cash market. USDA acknowledged it yesterday. I think this makes a big case for the medium-term analysis and medium-term thinking if you're a producer, and that's why I think these bins come into play again this year.
Turn our attention to soybeans, and not to put too fine a point on it, but it just may be there aren't any new crop soybeans left to be sold.
Well, I think that's a fair assessment. I think the crop is coming on faster than expected, and there are more bushels coming into the market. But here again, I think after yesterday's report, I would suspect, unless there is absolutely no room or you need cash flow, many producers are shutting the bin door on the beans at this stage, because I think producers, analysts like me, and the trade in general are expecting that the small crop gets smaller in October. Now, that's the medium-term mindset with a little bit of short-term on the cash side, but the shorter term would say we've got September expiration of futures, we've got a premium in September. Does the November have the ability to push above and break through that 1410 level today as the September beans expire? That's almost a necessity, in my opinion, technically. And I think, again, Dave, with this report, I'm not really eager to buy beans here because that bean-corn ratio is at 3.01. We're up against 2009 highs. I think the beans are going to have a tough time doing it alone. I think what we need is the wheat market to come on like it did yesterday. Today, it's a completely different story. The wheat market's down double digits, leading the losses. But if you could get the beans and the wheat to team up, I think you could offset the corn harvest pressure. Otherwise, beans probably hold their own. Corn and wheat probably start to feel more selling pressure in the short term because combines start to pick up and roll.
Well, I've got to tell you, the ending stocks for new crop soybeans at 150 million bushels take into account 125 carry-in. There is no 125 carry-in in this nation.
No, you're at below pipeline right now, and I think the USDA is trying to telegraph that without surprising or shocking the market too much, because they themselves raised their higher average price by
$1.15. Yeah.
So you're up to a $13.50 upper end price now. $1.15 higher in 1 month is almost unheard of. And so I think you're right. The trade is being told by the USDA, look, your demand rationing duties are not done yet, but just maybe take it easy on the demand rationing. Again, the only problem I see in this, and the reason I would not be lifting out of all my puts, is because corn harvest and to a lesser degree bean harvest is coming on very, very fast because of this flash drought.
On the other hand, the quarterly grain stocks may have no bullish surprise regarding corn because USDA lowers ending stocks by 58 million bushels, and that, by all accounts, is where the fudge factor is.
Yeah, and they took the feed and residual specifically down 25
right.
million because of the lesser amount of harvest between normal and this year compared to other September 1st data. So I think you're right. I'm not looking for anything on the stocks to use, or excuse me, on the stocks report at the end of the month to really give me anything bullish to go on. I think you probably would find that in the wheat number or in the soybean number, but probably not the corn number.
So where are we left at the end of the day for producers who may still need to do new corn crop marketings?
Well, I think that if you have to sell off the combine at this point, you make a plan to re-own it. And I think that's where the January and March options become good property, in my opinion. And you do that, especially as we get closer to the middle of the month or the later part of the month, and we get another week or two of harvest behind us. I think the early corn is coming off better in Illinois, from what I'm hearing. That really sets you up for the later corn to be maybe hit more by this later drought that we experienced and be hit more like the beans have been hit more. I think the trade, after yesterday's report, would say we've probably got the biggest supplies in the numbers from USDA at this stage for both corn and beans, and that the both of them will go down next month. So I think the trade's leaning towards wanting to buy it. But again, it goes back to the wheat market, Dave. If we could get a close above 660 in D's wheat, take out the 50-day moving average, stimulate some of these commodity index charts, these grain index charts, that I think would turn the heads of the investment funds, and we could put in a pre-harvest or an early harvest low. But you've got to wait for the wheat, in my opinion, because of that bean-corn ratio being so stoked up right now.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Current tick on the marketplace, September corn, 471.5 down 7.5. December, 460.25 down 6. September soybeans, 1431 down 11. November, 1389.75 down 6.25. October soybean meal, 448.60 down 60. September soybean oil, 42.83 up 14. October, 42.41 down 37. October live cattle, 125.25 up 42.5. October lean hogs, 91.17 and a half. They're up 97 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.